Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I am Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I have been having an amazing conversation with Joanne Hippolyte and Nyasha Warren from MAC, and we have been talking about the MAC conference and the theme, Power of Museums, Relevancy, Advocacy, and Transformation. I remembered it. See? I did it. So didn't forget this time. And we've been talking about the new ICOM definition as well, which is also really amazing to know that that happened and that we were, the work that we did in the region was able to influence that in some way. So we're going to delve a bit more into these presentations. You know, we've had some pretty, there's been some pretty incredible presentations in the past. Like you say, every year there's a theme. And what have you seen coming out of the conferences as far as how presenters approach the themes and the kind of work they do? I know it's a bit kind of like broad, but in terms of like, you know, what I find with themes, you know, being an artist and working at an art museum is that you put themes out there and artists tend to interpret them very broadly. Do you find that happening within the conferences, or people are quite literal? Like, how do people do that? Are the approaches very different? Like, how do people approach these themes and craft their presentations?
I think everyone should be thinking personally about what's going on around them. What projects are they involved in? What program did they put on this year? What initiative is happening at their institution? What are they struggling with? What opportunities are they trying to offer to their audiences that other people can learn from? So make it as easy for yourself as possible. The Power of Museum is intended to be a very broad theme. So how are you wielding the museum's power for good, for your community, for accessibility, for to making things more accessible potentially? How are you advocating for your museum in different spaces, or advocating for social good through your programs or through your exhibitions? I think you really just need to look around and also sometimes think about, who are my colleagues in, you know, in the museum next, you know, down the road, or someone I know in a museum in another region who I could put together and to have a conversation about this. MAC has had a long history of allowing people to do solo presentations. So you can come in by yourself and talk for 20 minutes, and there's 10 minutes Q&A, or you can put a group together as part of a panel discussion, which will last about 50 minutes. And there'll be 3 to 4 of you talking around a certain topic that you think is important. It could be museum education. It could be new interpretive tour that you're leading. The topic is broad enough for you to be able to think about anything that you could fit in there. We don't want you to feel like you're not hitting the conference theme as hard as you need to be if it's not exactly using the words relevancy, advocacy, and transformations. Because when you're talking about anything that a museum is doing, you're talking about they're wielding their power. So,
yeah, absolutely. And how can people submit their proposals?
Yeah, I'll let Nyasha talk about that because I have to log off, unfortunately. It's been a pleasure to be with you all here today. And I'll leave you in Nyasha's capable hands. And I hope to see all like next March 5th, March to the 5th. Yeah.
Yes, we'll see you all also in lots of Zoom meetings as well. So thank you so much for Joanne and Nyasha.
Yes.
So how can people apply to participate, to be a presenter? How do they submit proposals? Where do they do it? And what's the deadline?
All right, perfect. Yes, all you have to do is go to our website, CaribbeanMuseums.com, and you're going to find in the events menu, conference for 2023. There will be a nice description here for the conference call for proposals. Specifically, that's the section you want to go to. And when you scroll down to the bottom, there will be a button that lets you submit your proposal. When you open that, you will get a Google form that pretty much is going to ask you for all the basic information, personal information, as well as a little bit about what you are going to present. It's good for people to look through this in advance. So as they're planning, you know, they're getting everybody together, everybody's on the same page, and then they can submit all at once. No, the actual form is just a one-page form with about 22 questions, but they're quick questions, but you do want to think through. You want to think through what your proposal will be about, make sure you have everybody on board for what you want to do. I also have our deadline is coming right up. This is Friday, the 30th, September 30th. So, you know, please, please join us. Take a look. Check out our website, CaribbeanMuseums.com. And click on the events section that will take you straight to the conference, 2023 conference. And you'll find all of the guidelines for the call for proposals. There you will also find the description of the kind of questions that you can think about with your team as you're deciding how you want to focus the work you currently do to present at our conference. You have examples of other ideas, right? And a lot of information to help you kind of get those juices flowing and craft something. We find that many people already have a lot of good work going on. It's just a matter of bringing it together for the application. And I think yeah, September the 30th, we are waiting for everybody's application. If you have questions, there's also a contact number, secretariat@CaribbeanMuseums.com. Feel free to email us anytime this week with any questions you have before, if you want to know, before submitting your proposal.
So everybody, you've heard that. So today is Wednesday. You have 2 days to get on top of that. Be sure to get your proposals in on time so that you can have the chance to participate. So Nyasha, how long would it take before people hear whether or not the proposal was accepted?
Exactly. We will be making our decisions and announcing them by October 15th. So get your proposals in.
Yes. And also want to let everybody know that there is a fee to be a presenter, and that fee includes a year-long MAC membership. So now if you are already a member, you just need to let us know that, and that could change, that would change your fee to present. So I think the fee for presenters is how much? I have to look
as well.
I think it's about $185 or $190. I think I have that right. So that includes your MAC membership. That also means that as a presenter, not only do you get to present, but you have access to all of the other presentations. You have access to at least two major networking events as well. And of course, all of the other perks that come with being a full conference registrant. So you get to not only do something really great for your own professional development, but you also get to be a full conference participant and have just an awesome, awesome time. And you know, Nyasha, I was just thinking about my experience with the online virtual conference last year, because of course I was one of the MCs, so I really didn't have the chance to log in to listen to any of the presentations because I was too busy trying to stay on top of announcing every single one and also keeping track of the schedule. It was quite a trip, I have to say. I mean, it was exciting and exhausting at the same time. Like, I think initially when we moved into the virtual world with COVID, I think most of us thought that it would be a little easier and realized that no, it actually was a lot harder.
A lot of work.
It was a lot of work. But you know, what I found, I did get the opportunity to listen to a few of the presentations. And I have to say, like, you know, having gone to other conferences before, like, it was really, really amazing to listen to Caribbean people talk about Caribbean-related challenges, concerns, but also stories and things that were culturally relevant, right? Because I remember there was somebody from, I think it was Barbados, doing a presentation, I think it was Barbados, they were talking about the Tainos, but doing a presentation on Taino myths, and they ended up in the Blue Holes in Andrus. And I just had a moment, I was like, what? You're in Andrus? That's my place. Well, I mean, Andrus is in my town, but you know, like, that's in the Bahamas. Yes. So so I was just like, what? You talking about Blue Holes in my country? I am so excited. And I think this is, again, one of the exciting things about being at a conference like this, because, you know, it's so easy to go to conferences abroad And they're talking about matters that are relevant to them, but they don't always translate into this space,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when I think about the proposals that people will submit and what they're going to be able to really speak to, how they're going to be able to speak to the theme in a way that is relevant to this space, you know, the Caribbean space, you know, for our Bahamian presenters, the Bahamian space, and really the concerns, the ideas, the stories, all those things, you know, we could find like this really amazing interconnectedness that you really don't think that we have, but also at the same time, enough differences for us to learn from each other too, which which I'm very excited about and I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And you brought up that example from the last conference. And I'm thinking that conference, we had probably the greatest representation of indigenous cultures that we've had before in a MAC conference, which was also really, really significant. And as you said, the relevance, the relevance of the topics that we were able to find and that we're able to present on at this conference is what makes us so unique. And it's not only the concerns that we share, but the best practices that are that really work for us. Yeah, that's different than when you go to Europe or when you go to the U.S. And that is it's priceless. It's truly priceless. I encourage everybody to form a part of this.
No, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you know, now we're taking it from the virtual world back into the on-site realm. And really thinking about what that's going to look like, but also figuring out how we can take it to another level, right? Because we learned so much from the virtual field, from doing things virtually, that is kind of, I think, most institutions, organizations who've had to take everything online, and now you're slowly taking it offline and realizing that we shouldn't leave everything behind because we actually learned a lot from that. So are there any things that happen in the virtual conference that are going to be brought into our in-person conference in 2023?
Okay, so we definitely, one thing with this pandemic is we learned a lot of things that we definitely should not discard, right? The idea is not to go back to pre-pandemic, but to improve upon. So I do know we are exploring a number of options to have some of the presentations be hybrid to a certain extent, or at the very least recorded. I should also say that last year's virtual conference, all of those sessions are in our YouTube channel. That was another innovation that we were able to do. So after a period of time, they were made available. And I believe over here and our conference for next year, we are definitely going to have, at the very least, some will be hybrid. And when we're using that technology, we usually try to record so that then it can be available later on for others as well.
Yeah. And I think, having in hybrid form, we've also discussed actually live streaming in some cases as well. So again, for all of our presenters, you know, we're saying you're going to have over 100 museum professionals. Now that's museum professionals, right? That's also not including people who are just interested in coming, right?
Exactly.
So all of our students, creatives, other professionals who just find the subject, the content really fascinating, they will all be there. So, and then on top of that, we're going to be live streaming it, which means that whatever you present is going to be seen by as many people as you can imagine, as long as they are following us on social media and so forth. So really looking at using technology to expand the reach of the conference and really make it a lot broader, because of course, not everybody's going to be able to travel to Nassau in March. We understand that, you know, people have jobs. As much as we love to believe that people can get a lot of time off to do awesome things if I go to conferences, it doesn't always work out that way.
So exactly.
Yes. We want to make sure we give them some options. So Nyasha, we just have a few more minutes left. Let's remind everybody, our listeners again, about how they can submit their proposals, you know, because, you know, if you didn't catch it at the beginning, we want you to catch it at the end. So, you know, if you think that now you really want to be a part of this, you will know how to do it.
Absolutely. All you need to do is find us on our website, CaribbeanMuseums.com. Click on the events section, which will give you a drop-down menu to the conference. 2023, and you will find a link to the call for proposals. Very specifically there, you will find all of the information regarding our theme, the kind of questions you can address in your proposal. And at the very bottom, there will be a link where you will submit your proposal, which will take you to a Google form that you will complete with all the information you need to provide, both contact information for yourself and any other team members that will present with you so that we can then consider your application. And we look forward to receiving as many of those as possible. We really want to encourage as many people as possible to submit. Remember, you can also email us at secretariat@caribbeanmuseums.com with any questions you have about this process.
And can you remind us of the website again?
Yes, the website is caribbeanmuseums.com.
Right. Thank you so much, Nyasha. And everybody remember, the deadline is Friday, September 30th. Is it 5 p.m.? We're saying 5 p.m. Eastern time or just 5 p.m.?
I'll just say 5 p.m. for now.
I'm going to say 5 p.m. because people all over the world are working on this. So time zones are relative. Thank you so much for joining me, Nyasha. Thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information to our listeners. And for all of you tuning in, keep in mind that you are going to have the opportunity to register to actually attend this conference when registration opens in November. So we are going to be talking about this even more in the coming months, about what's going to be happening, all of the exciting events around the conference, and how you can be a part of this incredible networking event. So have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you so much again, Nyasha. And please, everybody, I know it's very wet. We have a very wet week ahead of us, so stay safe and stay dry.